Proclamation number 7627, dated the June 20th, 1960. Unification. Blissfulness of the images of God. The final aim of your earthly life is the union with me. You should have found unification with me by the time the hour of your death approaches. You should pass over into the other realm without fear and dread. You should only change your abode and move into your parental home, which you had left eternities ago. You should have found your way home to me and be happy again, as you were in the beginning. This is the purpose and goal of your earthly life, and to arrive at this goal should be your constant ambition, since it is achievable for you. I am not demanding the impossible from you. You are my children. You came from me, and it has to be your natural ambition to return to the Father, because your Father's love draws you, and because, after all, you were originally created in my image. The unity with me, therefore, has to be more in accordance with your whole being than the distance. For this reason you have never been happy being so far away, and you cannot be happy again until we have been united. Because being united with me also means being enlightened by my love again, which is equal to unimaginable bliss. You are my creations and belong irrevocably to me. You deserted me due to your misguided will and misguided thinking. But as soon as your will and thought are in the right order once more, you will also look for unification with me. You will do everything to decrease the previous distance and indeed succeed during your earthly life, because I long for this unification myself and therefore will help you too. Because my love pulls you and you cannot resist this love when you have accepted the right order again. And you can expect a truly marvelous fate indeed when you have united with me. The realm of light is once again open to you. You can work in strength, light and freedom in accordance with your will, which, however, is also my will. You will be able to enjoy the kind of pleasures you have never dreamt of. You will see and hear what your eyes and ears have never seen and heard on earth, for I have prepared a measurable happiness for those who are mine, who love me and therefore have united with me forever. Because love embraces father and child with a heartfelt bond, love, which should be kindled within you during your earthly life and which then radiates through the human heart, establishes a connection with me as eternal love. The human being can then accept his original essence again and becomes what I myself have eternally been, love. And thus the human being who has transformed himself into love once again has to be inseparably joined to me. He is to be enlightened by my love as he was in the beginning. He is to be so close to me that we are completely merged by love, and therefore his return to me must have occurred, which was always the purpose and goal of his earthly life. And this relationship can no longer lead to a return to the abyss. The being has passed its test of volition. It has transformed itself from God's living creation into God's child. It has achieved perfection on earth. It has regained all qualities and abilities which it once had renounced due to its desertion from me. And I have achieved my goal. My eternal plan of salvation has been successfully completed by that being, i.e., what I could not create has nevertheless been achieved by this plan of salvation, godlike beings. Children, whose own free will and not my omnipotence has turned them into perfected beings. Only now have I proper children who are my images in every way, who can create and work by my side and within my will and yet use their own will, which, however, completely corresponds to mine because this is intrinsic to perfection. You humans can achieve this goal because I myself long for the unification with you and truly will do everything to guide you to the goal if your will submits to mine. If you willingly accept my guidance, If you fully and consciously strive for unification with me and live in love on earth, then every gesture of love shall bring you closer to me. Then you will allow my presence within you, and then union has to follow because whoever lives in love lives in me and I in him. Single quote. Consequently, love is the bond that locks us together and then is eternally inseparable. Amen.